On the show today, we have MinTech's Vice President of Workflow Technology, Mike Fitzmaurice, who will actually be appearing at the Credit Union Info Security Conference. He is talking about workflow technology for credit unions, so you got to check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Mike Fitzmaurice from MinTech's. How are you, Mike?
Hi, everybody. Nice to see you.
Good to see you as well. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us for a few minutes. We're talking about workflow process today. And before we get into all that, tell us, I mean, give folks out there a quick 411 on what MinTech's is all about.
MinTech's is all about business process automation. Workflow and content automation is actually the way we prefer to talk about it. But we know that that a number of people use the term business process automation. We actually think that's a bit stuffy and implies consultants and year-long projects that by the time they're released are already obsolete based on shifting business requirements. Mm-hmm. We're all about surgical strikes that get updated frequently that involve automating the content as much as we automate moving the content around from place to place, person to person, and so on.
Very cool. Very cool. So why is, I mean, how important is this automated process today for credit unions and or even financial institutions in general? Because it sounds like things are getting more complicated every day. So something like this is probably very welcomed in any financial institution out there.
Yes, absolutely. Well, at the risk of heresy, what I'm going to say is that it's not unique to credit unions at all. Everyone cares about process automation. Everyone cares about optimizing and improving work and digital transformation and every other buzzword that you might want to care about. What we think is important, what we think is special, is focusing on processes that are the most likely to be sources of mistakes. Because and I'll talk about this at the Credit Union Info Security Conference later this year.
Okay.
All of the policies that you implement that are all about who has access to what are useless if no one's following the policies and procedures that are behind all of that data. It's not enough to secure access. What you have to do is secure compliance, or at least secure cooperation, collaboration, and a common set of goals. Mm-hmm. One of the ways you do that is organizational culture, of course. But another way you do that is to make sure that when people aren't necessarily primarily focusing on a given business process, that they're still adhering to it. There are a number of business processes that are involved in just about everything you and I do that we'd rather not be doing at all. We probably find them nuisances or, you know, basic hygiene or everyday things that matter, the lifeblood of expense reports, things like that. I don't think you like to do them. I know I don't like to do them, but they're important and the company falls apart if we don't do them.
Right.
Same thing with making sure things get reviewed before being sent out in public, you know, just making sure there's a fresh pair of eyes or that the right set of people are able to take a look at it. So that's a big deal.
Okay, oh, most definitely. And you mentioned the Credit Union Info Security Conference, which is coming up here. It's going to be here before you know it, but you know it's still a few months away. And you're presenting there. What
I am.
So and you alluded to what you're going to be talking about. Can you elaborate just a little bit more what you're going to be talking about?
Well, it's all about security.
Okay.
And what I will basically say is that sometimes a violation of security involves somebody getting at content they're not supposed to see. But other times, security is someone failing to dot the I's, cross the T's, and make sure something was done. Process automation, workflow automation, content automation makes sure that documents that need to get prepared contain all the right kind of information they're supposed to contain based on business rules. Workflow automation sees to it that if you needed to check a number of different things based on different rules, that you won't forget to go somewhere and double check something.
Yeah.
It's really, really important.
Gotcha. And so do you have any, like, maybe some successful examples at how this benefits a credit union, for instance, for specifically? Because we're a credit union show. So
sure.
Do you have any specific, just a couple of examples of what a credit union could, how they could benefit from something like this?
Sure. Say you're approving a loan. Credit unions are classically very – well, they're famous for being careful about that sort of thing, but also having close relationships. They're very responsible in the way they loan money. And if you're going to be responsible, you want to make sure you check everything about a prospective loan applicant. I'm not saying other financial institutions won't do this, but credit unions are more careful about risk. And following a process rather than relying on someone's horse sense is a good thing. And rather than relying strictly on training and that they'll remember what the policy is, why don't you have them to submit a form that automatically goes and fetches every piece of data that might be germane to making that decision, generating a document to take a look at, and then having a human being make a coherent, wise assessment. And you've also, because it's in a document, you've got a record of the inputs that were used and the decision that was made. And in fact, it can even be routed around for digital signatures after the fact. So it's not – normally when you talk to people that are in the workflow or business process automation business, they're thinking about cost savings. They're thinking about time savings. And we care about that too.
That's what I was just thinking, yeah.
We care about doing better work. We also care about making sure mistakes aren't made. And yes, mistakes are a source of a lack of security. And we also care about freeing up time on things that no one likes to do, which are – areas that are prone for mistakes.
Oh, no doubt.
And freeing up that time so that it can be focused on higher value things that matter a lot.
Love that. Yeah, kind of you can allocate your time to something else that's a little higher priority, and then streamlining this type of stuff. So important. I love it. And to be accurate, something in this information age that sometimes gets lost in the shuffles, the accuracy. And so it sounds like this alleviates that as well.
Yes, it does. We're big on accuracy, but again, it's not like anyone is going to tout themselves as we're more accurate than they are. You're supposed to be accurate. In fact, you're screwing up if you fail to be accurate. So let's help you not screw up.
Exactly.
Everywhere. And if you're doing that, then you actually have the opportunity to differentiate yourself and run a better business and a more attractive business and everything else and appeal to members in a bigger way. And that's where we come in. So it's certainly we will help you do everything behind the scenes better, and we'll also unlock opportunities to, say, connect information on members to information on financial products to information on external data coming from other places and your public-facing website, internal intranet websites, everything else.
Gotcha.
Most modern business processes involve, or most modern work for that matter, involves lots and lots of software and lots of places. In fact, I know this is true of credit unions. It's actually at least as true of a lot of other organizations, but software as a service is really, really compelling. Why in the world do I need to develop something in-house if I can whip out a credit card and have something that starts working tomorrow or even later on the day? Well, the nice thing about that is you have it right away, and it's often good enough. It may not be exactly what you want, but it'll be good enough. But the odds are you're going to need to integrate it with something else. So we think that integrating things – well, the normal natural inclination is to integrate things as data sources, like pump data from one place to another place. Okay, that's rife for opportunities for error, or at least misuse, or at the possibly not misuse maliciously, but misuse in terms of just not thinking things through. I'd like to think people are not trying to do bad things. We know otherwise, but most of the time they're not. But even the best intentioned people make mistakes. So how about if we have a business process that connects one application to another application and moves things across based on specific requests for specific business actions that we want to have taken? We're all about that.
Okay, we're getting granular now. All right, I like this.
Well, I don't want to get too geeky. What I basically am saying is that you're going to have several tools on your desktop, Now, my desktop is the cloud, and I think increasingly that's more people's desktops. But the organization-wide desktop is very likely to be a combination of your local data center and the cloud. But the tools on the desktop are the pieces of software and services that you use. Mm-hmm. You can connect them together by just throwing everything around willy-nilly, or you can purposefully move things around according to rules that you decide on. Mm-hmm. And basically do better work, more efficient work, higher quality work, and less mistake-laden work. Indeed. So it's not really geeky at all. If it looks geeky, we need to improve.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But it all adds value to the
Yes, Creighton. Oh, absolutely. And actually, one of the things that's most important is that it's really hard to figure out in advance what all of those rules are going to be. Certain people with specific industry expertise can certainly give you a running start, but one credit union is not the same thing, not the same place as another credit union. Yep. You know, they differentiate quite a bit. Mm-hmm. It's one of their attractive qualities. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, we are quite fond of making sure that the people that own the business problem can own the business solution. So our tools are really easy to use. If you want help from a professional, it's available. But there's an amazing amount of stuff you can just do yourself. Analysts like Gartner, they call this citizen development or citizen integration or things like that. Okay. We're not married to the term, but it's not bad.
Not bad at all. All right, to wrap up here, because I know you have a busy day ahead of you. Sure. What does the future look like for this technology, especially for financial services? I mean, it sounds like it's just going to get better and better.
It is going to get better and better. Well, okay, first off, two things are going to happen. We will do more and more things to allow either your own internal people, if you're a credit union, your own internal people or consultants you bring in to create a library of processes that can be used like Lego bricks and just snap together and mix and match to create new solutions. Mm-hmm. We already do this with connectors to content sources like your customer relationship management system, your enterprise resource planning or accounting system, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But creating not just a library of connections, but a library of sub-processes that can be snapped together. We are investing heavily in that. We're also investing heavily in connecting to more and more of the right kinds of content sources. So making what we do, which is workflow as a service, more and more useful to you, that's basically all we're focused on.
Yeah.
Make you work better.
And that's a good thing. Great
Thanks.
Message to end on, Mike. Thank you so much for taking time
out of your day to
chat with us. And we'll be looking for you at the Credit Union Info Security Conference as well. I'm sure you guys will hit it out of the park there in your presentation. So thank you very much. This is really
thank
super interesting
much.
And something credit unions love. What was that again? Sorry.
Thank you very much. It's very kind of you to say.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.